Daniel Hunter, last year's champion from Newnham Iqua, was in the room when his coach, Savannah Strongheart, took the microphone Saturday to get the competition started.
Koyana Dailuji, welcome to UPIC Spelling Bee for Beginners Statewide Spelling Bee, the final spelling bee for the season.
Everyone knew he was the one to beat, but two things quickly became apparent. Spelling in UPIC is a lot harder than spelling in English. Bearing witness was one contestant who did not place in Saturday's Anchorage competition, but earlier came in fourth in the statewide English spelling bee. The UPIC alphabet may have only 16 letters compared to 26 in English, but there are some tough rules and things that sound kind of close. Savannah Strongheart.
Oh, even I have trouble with it. So there's the G and R and the Q and K. Even I have trouble with those.
The first word in the spelling bee for beginners had almost everyone stumped.
Q-U-I-G-L-I-K.
Kuyana is something you don't want to hear in a UPIC spelling bee. It means thank you. What you want to hear is agzaktuk, and we didn't get to hear that on the first word until we got through more than half the contestants to Lucy Prince, a speller from Kotlik.
Q-I-G-L-I-Q.
Prince wasn't even in the room. The three spellers from Kotlik were weathered in and participating via the internet, but that did not stop them from spelling, though it made it tougher on them to hear the exact pronunciation of the word. And at one point, the technology threw a ringer at Madison Oktikon in Kotlik.
Ingrid.
Oh, freeze.
The frozen network interruption did not stop Madison, who got it right.
I-N-G-R-I-Q.
Ingrid.
There is more at stake here than spelling. Every adult involved says learning the UPIC language is about identity and culture. Frida Dan, the event's founder and organizer, grew up without speaking UPIC because her parents wanted her to concentrate on English and do well in school. She became another statistic in what was a prevalent belief at the time that knowing other languages would interfere with learning English. But now there's a lot of evidence that multilingual students do better over the long run. For Dan, who worked to relearn her language as an adult, the issue became how to make sure her children could speak and read UPIC. That's when she decided to organize a UPIC spelling bee.
Ironically, by the time I got it going, none of my kids were something or another would make so that they couldn't be in the spelling bee.
It may have taken her a while to organize that first UPIC spelling bee, but Saturday it did not take much time to find the winners.
Makarwak, M-A-Q-A-R-U-A-Q, Makarwak.
It took only six words to narrow the competition. Daniel Hunter was in the room and Lucy Prince and Madison Oktikon, two contestants in Kotlik. Third place went to Lucy Prince and second to Madison Oktikon, both from Kotlik. And the first place went to Daniel Hunter from Newnham Iqua. If there's any question about the connection of language to identity, just look at the winner of this year's UPIC Spelling Bee. He began by learning the UPIC alphabet and speaking UPIC in school last year and won the Spelling Bee in his first year. Now he's back doing the same again with admittedly tougher competition. But it is what he's doing outside of school that underscores the importance of the language to culture and identity. Daniel has joined the Newnham Iqua traditional dance group.
Do Eskimo dance, I would want to go down. And the way I recognize the songs is like memorize the words and the moves.
In the words of his coach, Daniel loves to sing in UPIC. For KYUK, this is Johanna Urich.